Welcome to the Variado Insider, which is a podcast covering some of the latest trends and things to know in cybersecurity. This podcast is sponsored by Variado, which is a next generation employee monitoring and insider threat detection software provider. So to learn more about how Variado can help protect your company, check out variado.com. Now, I'm Dr. Christine Zwalkor, the CEO of Cyber Pop-Up, reporting to you from out in Chicago today, and we're switching it up a bit. So I'm sharing my expert take on a few emerging hot topics that we're seeing across the industry. Now, I usually don't dig into my own background here, especially when I'm interviewing other guests on the podcast, but I'll do a quick rundown today just so you get a sense of who I am as I talk through some of these topics. So I have over a decade of experience leading a variety of cybersecurity functions within the Fortune 100 space. I've also been a graduate professor for quite some time. I earned a PhD in security engineering, becoming the youngest student and first African-American woman to do so, which was a very exciting time. I've been featured in Crain's, Wall Street Journal, Cheddar News, and much more. And so I say all that to say I'm truly obsessed with cybersecurity. I love this space. And so I'm excited to dig into our topic today. Now, the theme is ransomware. Now, we'll level set on the definition. This has been in the news quite a bit, so I'm sure most people are familiar. Ransomware is, basically where these attackers are injecting, ransomware, malware onto systems and encrypting the data or locking the systems up, denying authorized users access to those systems. And so in order to restore access, they're then asking for payments in the form of typically Bitcoin or things like that to regain that access. But there's a couple of interesting trends that are happening in this space. Ransomware isn't new, but I definitely want to dig into some of those new variables and elements. The first one that I want to touch on, because it's been very recent, is the Accenture ransomware attack. So they recently confirmed that they were hit by ransomware. Another typical trend in how these play out, the hacker group, which was using Lockbit ransomware, reportedly threatened to release the company's data and sell insider information. So it's not just the disruption of access or that denial of service of saying, hey, you can't access your systems until you pay up. But this is, more towards digital extortion, right? And saying, if you don't pay up, we're also going to leak your information. And so definitely a growing trend there. CNBC reporter Javers, I believe is his last name, he first broke the news about the attack in a tweet. An interesting quote. It mentioned that though the security controls and protocols were in place, they were able to identify sort of irregular activity in their environments. They immediately contained the issue, isolated the affected servers, fully restored from a backup. And according to them, there was no significant impact to other operations or client systems. And I think this is a good testament to, although you shouldn't just rely on backups, it takes an entire layered approach to addressing ransomware risks. I think it's a good testament to the fact that preparation is everything and preparation is key, right? And that they were impacted by this. It sounds like they were able to react pretty quickly and pretty swiftly to take control of the situation and bounce back. Now, digging into Lockbit more specifically, they mentioned that, this has been highly active since it emerged in September of 2019. So it's been a couple of years. It's impacted thousands of organizations around the world. Many of this ransomware's attack functions are automated, making it one of the most efficient variants on the market. Long story short, I think with all of that said, no company is safe, right? Big or small, have a plan, have proactive measures in place to address some of these risks. Know that ransomware is no longer just about losing access to data and having backups as well, right? When people are threatening to leak your data, right? Backups aren't the only answer anymore. Now, the next topic or trend around ransomware to cover is the mobile side of things. So we're starting to see greater activity and impact, right, around how people attack mobile devices. So, you know, one, for example, is the Android ransomware, right? And just to level set on what that is a variant of ransomware that targets mobile devices that are running on Android operating systems. They're like kidnapping, right? Or just like typical ransomware. Like these hackers will install malware variants on the Android phone. From there, be able to encrypt the data on the user's device or block them from accessing their phones by freezing the screens. Then they start to blackmail the victims for extortion money in exchange for access to their devices or data. And so very interesting things going on. Now, how this is typically spread through various different channels, right? Everything from third-party websites to phishing email attachments. They're doing this through social media. So think like as people continue to play random games or take surveys or click on ads, like there's ways that those can be infected too. Infected apps that are being distributed through third-party app stores. There's also SMS phishing schemes or smishing, where people are, you know, sending, you know, malicious links through text message. And so there's all these different ways that attackers are trying to get ransomware to the mobile devices. And so I think that the bottom line here is that focusing on users and focusing on protecting at the individual level as much as possible becomes really important, right? Because it's not just servers or machines that are being targeted in this case. It's, you know, everything essentially. So note there to focus more on mobile devices when you're thinking about your ransomware strategy and not just on sort of the bigger chunks of infrastructure. Now, the last topic that I want to cover in terms of growing trends is this idea of insider threat recruiting. First of all, what is it? So this isn't new. It's just interesting to see how it plays out in the ransomware space. You'll have hackers who go out and intentionally try to recruit people who work in companies to sort of join the dark side and help them carry out their attacks. It's labeled insider threat, right? There's been, you know, plenty of cases where this has happened with, you know, large companies being impacted, you know, disgruntled employee or someone who might be struggling financially, like whatever the case may be. And so an attacker just approaches them outside of work, says, hey, if you help me deploy this ransomware in your company's organization, I'll pay you a percentage of the ransom or I'll pay you some kind of fee to thank you for your effort and your trouble. And so this insider threat then, if they agree, is helping further the attacker's agenda. How this plays out in ransomware is, for example, according to a report by Abnormal Security, on August 12th of this year, their team identified and blocked a couple of emails that were sent to customers soliciting them to become accomplices in an insider threat scheme. And so the goal of them reaching out, right, was to get these employees to help them infect their companies with ransomware. It's been alleged that those messages came from a ransomware group called Demonware that has not been confirmed nor denied. This is important because it brings up a very critical dimension of this topic of figuring out, like, if your people have sort of turned on you or made this choice to help carry out these attacks, how do you even know? Like, it brings up the concern around false negatives. So people talk a lot about false positives, right, which is where something is detected or alerted on that should not have been. But we don't spend a lot of time talking about false negatives, which is when there is an actual issue and the technology fails to detect that. Now let's dig into this a little bit more because it's important again. So why is this a problem? Well, for several reasons, it's actually huge. I think the biggest one is that it's concerning when you find out that an outsider has gained access to a trusted user who's an employee and is now working as them, or maybe that employee like shares their, you know, username and password with this attacker so that they can get in. And now it looks like it's a legitimate employee, but it's really not. But what happens is that activity or that person appears normal. It's not a hacker, it's an employee. So how do you know that it's an imposter? Or how do you know that it's somebody who has flipped on you? And so this is one of the largest gray areas of risk when it comes to false negatives and insider threats. I think it's important to, one, try to prevent this as much as possible, right? By one, taking care of your people, treating your people well. Like if someone is disgruntled or has issues, like don't just, you know, kind of put it, you know, by the wayside and let it kind of, you know, fester and bubble up, right? Address those things as early as possible. But then I think on the proactive side as well, you can leverage advanced behavior-based tools that can deeply analyze data and activity and determine, even if someone is an authorized user, determine if they're acting strangely or like doing unauthorized actions or things that they shouldn't be doing. And I think that that's one of the most important pieces to being able to detect when something like that is going on. I think that allowing employees of a way to report when they suspect that there's suspicious things going on, you know, see something, say something, those kinds of campaigns, I think are important as well. Now, I've talked a lot about some of these challenges and trends. I just want to do a quick rapid fire breakdown of areas to focus on and things that can help in the situation. So with the latest trends in ransomware, of course, still at a basic level, backup strategy is a great thing to do. Again, it's not the only thing that you need to do. You need a layered approach, but a strong backup strategy is definitely a good starting point. And then looking at ransomware technology and things that can sort of detect when that malware or when that stuff is going through your environment and be able to take automated action around, you know, hey, like we're noticing this, let's stop the spread of this. Let's back up our data in a different location and make sure that this ransomware can't also lock up our backups, because that's a thing as well, right? Looking into solutions like that, Variato has RansomSafe, which is one to check out. Another area is training and awareness. So of course, making sure that people are aware not to click on links, not to do all of these things that are low-hanging fruit that can help reduce the amount of risk, especially around ransomware in organizations. And then just that planning and response, like being as proactive as possible when it comes to creating your response plan in the event that you do get hit with ransomware, and just knowing who to talk to and what to do and so on, I think is another critical piece here. Now, we have covered a lot of ground, but I think the final takeaway or point is that ransomware, it continues to grow, like it's not going anywhere anytime soon. And I think it's very important for us to remain up to speed on some of these latest trends, because it is a very rapid evolving area. And so we need to keep up with these trends, right? And just make sure that we're adapting and getting in front of these as much as possible. And so that concludes the Variato Insider Podcast for this week. This podcast is brought to you by Variato, which is an award-winning cybersecurity company whose solutions are anchored around four core pillars of cybersecurity protection. Those are employee monitoring and web filtering, insider threat detection, employee investigations, and ransomware support. So to learn more about how Variato can help protect your company, check out variato.com. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dr. Christine Zwakor, the CEO of Cyber Pop-Up, and it has been my pleasure to share these insights with you. So until next time, stay safe and secure, insiders.